5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It is not 10:07. No, no, no. We already know what time it is. That's right. It is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for the Dubious Girls Commander. Yes, once again, just like every other day, every single day, for the last 1,800 and 1,000, I don't know how to count. And that's fine. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Can't Count Committee. And I also like to drink tea. So let's get that lovely teapot pouring some tea. Oh, yeah, look at all that golden deliciousness. What are we drinking today? The Big Red Robe, also known as Da Hong Pao, and is it super delicious? Very. Whew. So now that I got some good tea in me, what are we doing? What's happening? What is going down in Tobe Town today? Well, it's a very cold day outdoors again, so we're not going to do anything outside. Yay! We get to stay indoors, which means we can play with musical instruments, except my fingernail is still broken. I've got about a half a millimeter of growth on it, and it was weird because I slept on my hand somehow this morning. I rolled over on my hand, and I was sleeping on my hand, and my finger hurt when I woke up, but it's absolutely fine right now. Other than that, I'm pretty good. I got some stiff, tight muscles in my leg, but, you know, so what? Who cares? I don't. And I need to tell you that I ordered some more parts last night. What did I order last night? Well, regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee may remember for the last day or two, I've been thinking about getting some kind of breadboard jumpers. Not regular breadboard connection wires. The actual nicely pinned jumpers and stuff. So I went to some website that I kind of like, and I bought a bag of jumpers, and they were cheap, and I got a whole bunch of different lengths, and I'm pretty happy about that, so that's on the way. And I also got some, like, header sockets. I got some SIP 6-position 0.1 pitch headers, and they were only 25 cents. I thought, okay, I'll get one and I'll put it on the bleep drum so we can use that so we don't have problems with loose pins and holes and stupid stuff, and I'll do that and blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, well, I'll get some more because they're so cheap, and maybe I'll put one on a clock because I still need to build a clock. I don't know if I want to do that right now. I don't know if I want to build the clock today or wait until these parts come, incorporate all of this stuff, and make it some kind of multi-use clock that can drive more than one thing. Yeah, that would be really handy. And then, sort of at the last minute, I decided I might want another breadboard. Well, see, the thing, earlier I was thinking I should get another little breadboard and blah, 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 just so I can have one dedicated to doing all this dorky other stuff that we're doing recently. And on another website, I saw that they had the little breadboard, like the ones that I already have, for like $5. And I thought, yeah, that's a pretty good deal. I think I spent $7 for this one I have, blah, blah, blah. And so while I was on this website, I'd looked at their prices on breadboards, and they had even better prices on their breadboards. I could get a dual bus full-length breadboard for $5, not just the half-sized one. So I went, I can get the full-size one for the same price. Click, add to basket, click. I clicked it. I clicked add it to my basket. So I've got these parts are coming. Yeah, that's going to be fun, because then we can incorporate some more wacky business into all of the crazy stuff that we've been doing, which we're going to get into here in a minute. It seems like there's one other thing that I had to tell you. I don't know. I don't remember. I should write these things down, but I don't. I need more tea. And I thought of some stuff that I want to try. today. One of which is... Now wait, I got to think of this out. How did I figure this out in my head? Oh yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play with some oscillators. We're going to crash some oscillators together. Oscillator battle. That's always a fun. Good dahong pow today. It's so delicious. So here's what I'm thinking. We take one of the tone stepper type oscillators, the pseudo APC, if you will, and we take the audio signal coming out of that and we split it. And we run one into the CV input of the voltage controlled oscillator. And then we just run the other output of that to audio. And then we run the output audio from the other oscillator, the voltage control oscillator, into this. And then we use one to drive the other while we're listening to both. Doesn't that sound like a fun idea? Yes. Yes, it does. So, let me sit down here. And I am now sitting in front of a bunch of black boxes and some tuna cans. And when you have black boxes and tuna cans, you're ready to rock. So, how do we do this? Let me grab one of these little patch cables. And we've also got to get this little splitter. And... yeah, now that I'm thinking about this, this little splitter is a little bit sketchy, but we're going to see if it works anyway. Plug that into here. We need the little patch cable. Put the patch cable in the thingy, and then plug this into this, and turn the mixer on. Mixer is on, and I just thought of something else. Before I flip the switch, if I'm going to sync all of this stuff up together at some point, and I was thinking about this last night, I was drawing up sync trees, mapping out how I can sync all this stuff together, and I've come to the conclusion that the only thing that I can do, here's what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking is I need a MIDI to control voltage converter. And then that way I can use a little MIDI sequencer to drive a control voltage sequencer and or a gate sequencer. So that might be coming up soon, but we'll see. Let's start turning on these oscillators, see if we can get them to fight. Okay, first we'll turn on the pseudo APC. Wee. Wee. And that's what it sounds like. Now, I've got that audio split, and that audio is feeding the control voltage of the voltage control oscillator. So let's turn on the VCO. Oh, it's clicky. Clicky, clicky. Let's turn some knobs. All right. That's awesome. We got two oscillators oscillating at once. And we got a filter on one of them. Thank you. isn't this fun? And then if we kill the pseudo-APC, boom, and the voltage-controlled oscillator goes into clicky mode. Clicky, clicky, tickety, tickety, tickety. And we can even filter those clicks. Good. Oh, it's so cool. Let's turn it back on. Let's see if we can get something to beat. Right. Let's go up on this. There we go. Oh, that was about a 4 hertz beat frequency we had there for a second. And there it's back. Yeah. So phasey. Hyum. There's a good one. Yeah, beat frequency. We love it. Na 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 na. Okay, enough of that wackiness. Why? Oh, geez, we killed a lot of time just twisting some knobs that are making annoying noises, but, you know, that's kind of what happens sometimes here on the Dubious Goals Committee. We just make a lot of annoying noises because, you know, why not? That's a fun thing to do. And speaking of other fun things to do, I thought of another... Last night when I was thinking up sync trees, I was thinking up another way. I did think of another way that we might be able to interface some of the other random dual oscillating weirdness along with the pocket operator and the bleep drum. So should we set that up? Yeah, maybe we should. Okay, so we need to start unplugging stuff. Yeah. So we don't need any of this stuff, right? Right. So let's yank the audio out, and we're gonna save these chords, and we'll put the... Phew, I got a buzz. Something's buzzing. And we need to put this aside. Okay, so plugged, yeah, okay, we got... We have sidechain, we've got audio. What are we doing? All right, basically, we've got some simple things set up. I got the bleep drum just kicking a bass drum. We can start that up to see what that sounds like. Okay, no problem. And then over here on the pocket operator, we've got a simple beat going. And yes, that's all the gain I can get out of it at this point. So let's kill that. And then, if you like having fun, we've got some wacky noises happening with some other oscillators that are fighting against each other. These are different ones. Got these on a breadboard. And where is the... Here we go. Yeah, so that's weird. And the big question is, can we get this to all play together? The weird thing is, how do I start this so that it doesn't fight itself? Or will it find... Will it... Okay, let's just start the damn thing, see what happens. Okay. We got kick drum. Now, when I flip this switch, the oscillator should start up and start driving the pocket operator. Oh. Hell yeah. Messing with the tempo, wondering where I can do this. And now we're out of sync. What if I do this? We're still messed up. Start over. You know, this is messed up. This sometimes works, and then sometimes It doesn't. What is up with that? Why? What do I need to do here to get this to get extra hacky? I don't know. But it's kind of cool like that. And now it's messed up. And that's the pocket operator going by itself because it's still getting clock off of the oscillators. Okay, that's weird, I guess. Throw in some booms while we're at it. That throws off the timing. Works. I gotta say that I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun playing with all my little black boxes and all my tuna cans and all these open circuits that are being jumped together and weird stuff is going on. Man, there's more sidechain happening here than there is audio path. That sounds ridiculous. But come on. Let's face it, kids. What was that? Ooh, I just got a... What's going on? I got a random ghost clap. Oh, the thing is freaking out. Oh, turn it off, quick. What is going on? We better check to see if that still works. Did something just break? No, we're still good. Okay, cool. You never know. You never know what's going to happen with all the wacky equipment around here. Things could freak out at any time. Yeah, and as I sit here, I'm wondering, is there a combination we haven't explored? Has everything been hooked up to every other thing yet? No. What new combinations of things can we... What different directions can we take this? If you can think of anything else that you'd like to hear hooked up to this bizarreness, let me know. You can contact me at sdf.org, or you can just tell me in comm or do whatever. I'm sitting here now thinking, how do we get control voltage off of this board so we can feed it into that other oscillator, into the voltage-controlled oscillator? See, I put a mini jack. I put a 3.5 millimeter jack on the box, and so, but I need, can we use this? Not really, but we could get some jumpers out. We could get the alligator jumpers out. What is it that I want to do? I want to try to drive the VCO from this set of oscillators, and this is kind of tricky. This is not in a box. So, okay, we just stick a pin jumper in the breadboard, and then we clip an alligator jumper to the other end of the pin jumper. Wait, yeah, and then we clip... This isn't going to work. And then we clip the alligator clip to an 1/8-inch cable, and we plug it in. That is not going to fly. Yeah, these are the sidechain problems that I have. Am I going to be the king of sidechain? Is that what we need to do? Do we need to start Sidechain Club? Because, come on, when you get to the point that we are, where we've seen all the synthesizers, we've done all the synthesis, what else is there to do? Well, once you have heard it, then it's just a matter of getting weirder stuff to happen, which is sidechain. So maybe we need to make some dubious sidechain subcommittee t-shirts. Or at least some stickers or something. A dubious sidechain subcommittee. Oh my God, look at the clock. Somebody hit an oscillator. It is time for me to tell you that you've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go eat my stromboli and make some wacky noise. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.